Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And now a story about the environment and its animal assistance. Beavers play an important role in the ecosystem, maintaining wetlands and ponds across the arid landscape in North America. But their populations were decimated by the fur trade, dropping dramatically from an estimated 400 million to just 100,000 by the turn of the 20th century. Now the beaver is making a comeback in the U.S. and Canada, and some scientists think they can have an important role to play in preventing drought. Maggie Mullen of the Mountain West News Bureau has this report from Lander, Wyoming.
To many ranchers and landowners, the beaver is a destructive little beast. Not only can it wreak havoc on irrigation systems, it can take down trees, nibble through fiber optic internet cables, and cause the occasional flood. But if you ask Jeremy Maestas, he says there's much more to the animal.
Just through their diligence and 24-hour work ethic, they're making amazing things happen in the streams. And because they've been here for millennia, the plants that live here have evolved with their browsing and herbivory.
Maestas is a wildlife biologist, and today he's teaching a workshop on the architectural genius of the beaver. Maestas says the beaver is essentially a walking, talking ecosystem, and he thinks instead of just using dams like humans do to control water, we could also follow the beaver's lead. He calls it a sticks and stones approach.
Rather than diesel fuel and Tonka toys, we just direct the water to move sediment and grow vegetation and do all the good things that we want the ecosystem to do.
One of those good things includes storing more water in the ground. Across the Rocky Mountain West, most precipitation comes in the wintertime, but when snow melts, it can often be in a hurry, turning into runoff or rushing down a stream to a bigger river and far away from where it's needed. But if it encounters something like a beaver dam, Maestas says the water slows down.
The longer that we can keep that on the landscape, we increase the productivity of those plants and ultimately leads to more drought resilience, right? These sponges fill up with water, and it's like putting money in the piggy bank for those lean times.
Lean times, like when you don't get a lot of snow, or when rising temperatures mean snowmelt happens early and the rush of water comes too soon for peak water demand in the growing season.
But it really isn't until you get down in the mud and you start building these that you understand the process that you're trying to fix.
So this afternoon, about 40 people are getting their toes wet and muddy, building a few of these beaver-like dams on a nature conservancy testing ground in Wyoming. The group mostly includes people from agencies like the Bureau of Land Management and Game and Fish.
I feel like this is a perfect day to try something new.
That's Carissa Bussey. She and the others have spent most of the last day and a half learning what makes a beaver tick. She says on a hot day like this, there's only one thing the world's second largest rodent would do.
We better go make ourselves a cool pool.
They don't have the power of chisel-like teeth, so workshop instructor Joe Wheaton says the group has to be creative.
Your tools, you'll have shovels, very useful. You'll have buckets. You'll have loppers. You'll have your hands. Make sure everybody's got gloves, everybody's got eye protection.
They've brought some untreated fence posts from town to build the dams, but otherwise they'll have to use supplies from the area just like a beaver would. That means willow branches, sticks, stones, and mud.
Is there juniper that we can try to wedge in so that it'll fill the truck?
Water can trickle through, but flows will still slow down long enough to soak deep into the ground. Jeremy Maestas says there's another big difference between this and a concrete dam.
The whole idea of this process-based restoration is to get these systems off of life support. We don't want to be constantly coming back in here with human labor and effort trying to keep it alive. So the sooner we can turn it over to Mother Nature to do her job, the better off we're all going to be.
Mother Nature, meaning beavers. Once these human-made dams are established, they'll reintroduce the animal into the area.
In the right setting where we have a willing landowner and not much infrastructure or land that people are concerned about being affected, we're bringing nuisance animals into areas where they're wanted.
And if the project is successful, it could be harder for beaver skeptics to remain cynical about the rodent, Especially, Maesta says, if beavers can begin to help solve the problem of water shortages in the West. For Here Now, I'm Maggie Mullen.